Page 284, Simon Reish, Kav, Hey, Sif, Tes. Yeah. So last time we were together, we were talking about the Bracha Mashanah Abrios. Now, again, I don't want to get into it that much. The various situations where you make a Bracha Mashanah Abrios, and one was a monkey. So, I don't know if I mentioned last time. But Chazal say that the time of Dor HaFlaga, so the punishment for the Dor HaFlaga was 1/3 of the people became monkeys. So if you ever run into somebody who's an atheist, which is a joke anyway, because an atheist means they know for sure, they're saying for sure there's no God, which is crazy. How can you prove there's no God? So I tell people, if you say you're an atheist, I don't have no respect for you. Say agnostic, okay, so you have a suffix. So, but, I mean, not okay, but I'm saying. So, it's happened to me a few times, and you tell Mr. Gazal that you're right. People and monkeys are related, but you have it the wrong way. Chazal say we know they're genetically related, but that was the punishment for the Dor HaFlaga, and explain to him about the tower and everything like that. So you're right, but you have it the wrong way. And then they have no answer. Right? And, and we make a bracha. We make a bracha, Mishana Brios. Okay, so Tess. Roas HaChiger, someone saw someone who's lame. Let's see more about this. Akatea, or someone who is an amputee, doesn't have arms. Well, assume that someone's blind. Mishbura says when we're talking about blind, we're talking about Rahman Aslan, no sight, both eyes. They're totally blind. Muchashkin, someone who has boils, very bad skin situation. Habakanin or Bakanin, what is that? Hu mishen mugmar bin the kudos dakos. And the person has like these small, Mishbur says, these red dots throughout their body, and they have white. In other words, so you could see they're like a leopard, like a, not like leprosy, but like, yeah. You know, so in other words, again, I've never seen it. Maybe there's some condition for this, I don't know. But in all these cases, imhem mimei imam, if they were born this way, born blind, born without an arms, born lame, all these, if that's the way they were born, mevarach mashana b'riyah. So then you make a bracha mashana b'riyah. So again, we discussed this last time in the Racha Shochan, and again, not degrading, in other words, Hashem made everybody different. Everybody different. And so that's what Chazal say. It's amazing, right? Everybody should be exactly the same, just like a coin. So the mint, they have to be all identical. So Chazal say, everybody's different. There's no two people alike. So then all of a sudden Hashem throws us a curveball that what we consider normal, quote unquote, all of a sudden it's not there. So we have to appreciate that. Hashem does that. It's amazing. And of course we have to appreciate what we call normal. Vim, right. Masharbias. Vim nishtana achar kach. But let's say that it happened afterwards. In other words, a person became blind later for, I don't know, they were in an accident. They became lame afterwards because of something, you know, some type of thing that happened to them, so on and so forth. Then you don't make Mishnah Abrios, Mivark Bar a Dianemis. You make a Dianemis because you feel bad for it. Well, we'll see more about this in a second. That you feel bad for the person. So Mishnah Abrios says a very startling thing. Shabalo Zeh Al Yidei Onesh. Shabalo Zeh Al Yidei Onesh. You know, there's an Onesh. So unfortunately, now again, we don't know whether we can't figure it out, but that's Vieshmi Shomer. Now there's another opinion that says that this Dayan HaEmes is Dafkal Mi Shemit Starlov. The only time you make a Dayan HaEmes, if you see someone lame, somebody this or somebody that, so it'll only be somebody that it pains you. Again, now this makes sense, right? Like, we talk about Chas V'Shalom, once somebody passes away. So we talk about making the Bracha Dayan HaEmes with the Shem Malchus, without Shem Malchus, you know, with Hashem's name, without Hashem's name. But again, the whole idea there is because a person is pained by the passing of someone. Same thing here. The second opinion says, don't make it over anybody. You see someone walking down the street. You want to make a bracha dianemes. You see somebody, Rachman Aslan, who's lame. It has to be somebody who it bothers you. But over somebody who's an ove kachavim, now the Mishnah says it's not necessarily an ove kachavim. It's just the example. Anyone who you know you're really not that close with, you won't make a bracha. You will not make a bracha. Ve'inam of dynamics. Ve'inam of rachal upon rishona shas shinui alav gadol meod. Now again, the concept, right? I would remember the concept. The halacha is easy. What's the concept here? The concept is that we're making a bracha mishana brios over because it's something unusual, right? It's something we consider normal. Then all of a sudden, boom, Hashem throws his curveball. An albino, right? Like we talked about last time. Something like that. So, something unusual. If it's not unusual, right? In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says this. Let's say, remember that case with those people with the red dots and all that? So, Mishnah Berurah says, let's say you're in a country or a place, a locale, that everybody's like that. That everybody's like that. So then you wouldn't make the bracha. That's normal. It's not unusual. So again, so the same thing here, that you only make the bracha once when, wow. So you only make the bracha once. And the Ramah says, second opinion is no, every 30 days. Again, the wow comes back. So then the Ramah says you make the bracha anew. Mishabura says, L'maisa, if you, again, you come into one of these situations after 30 days, you made it 30 days ago, 30, 40, 50 days, 30 days later, so then you should make the bracha without shame or malchus. Now, so the Ber, excuse me, the Shaar Tzion says, that let's say it's a case where, let's go the other direction. We said that you make a Dayana Emes if someone, according to second opinion. Second opinion says you only make a Dayana Emes on someone who you're close with and something befell them. One of these physical maladies befell them. So you feel bad for them, so you make a Dayana Emes. So the Shaar Tzion says an amazing thing. That if it happened to a child or a relative, one of these things that became, and you're pained by the fact something happened to them. So the Chofetz Chaim says in Shaar Tzion, in Chavav, that even if they were blinded in one eye, remember we said blind, it's two eyes? Shana Brios if it's born that way, Dynamis if it wasn't born that way, but that's two eyes. But the Shaar Tzion says, if it's somebody you're really close with, and something happened to them, even if it was one eye, or anything like that, says, do you chalavarach Dynamis? Something happened to somebody you're really close with, and they're physically infirmed, so then, even if it doesn't reach the level we discussed in this halacha, again, one eye instead of two eyes. So, so they don't have depth perception, but, they could still see Baruch Hashem. So if it's somebody who really bothers you, again, because think of the concept. Concept is make a dynamis because it pains you. You're troubled that this person was inflicted in such a way. So then, obviously, it would fit in that case. Somebody you're really super close with, and something happened to them, Rahman Aslan, so then the bracha dynamis fits. Okay, talk about trees and beautiful things that we see to make a bracha on that too. Appreciating what Hashem did. Tomorrow, bring another.